We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning. Now, Steve McIntosh, 10 degrees at 7:30 here on a Friday morning. Congress is facing another deadline next week to prevent a government shutdown, and it will likely come down to whether a deal on border security is reached.
A deal to keep government open beyond next week and fund border security programs could come by the weekend. And Senate Appropriations Committee Chairman Republican Richard Shelby says even President Trump was positive in a meeting today.
I believe he was very reasonable with us.
Other lawmakers on the House-Senate panel trying to negotiate a proposal also insist progress is being made and trust being built.
And we're dealing with all the issues that I've already named, detention beds, the need for humanitarian aid.
House Appropriations Committee Democrat Lucille Robal-Allard did not rule out some form of physical barrier as part of an agreement. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
20 inmates at the Larned Correctional Mental Health Facility say face felony charges, after a riot at the prison in November.
Pawnee County Attorney Doug McNitt charged the inmates after state prison officials completed an investigation of the November 6th uprising. McNitt said in a news release the 20 inmates were primarily responsible for the riots. State prison officials say Kansas spent $113,000 to repair the damage and replace equipment. The inmates are charged with incitement to riot, criminal damage to property, and rioting. The riot was one of several at Kansas prisons in 2017 and 18. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
In his annual State of the Judiciary speech this week, Kansas Chief Justice Lawton Nuss took a different approach than he has in previous years and was brief in his financially related comments.
For our 167 district court judges, in pay, they now rank dead last in the entire country among their fellow trial judges. We are 51st. Behind all the states and the District of Columbia. And that is even after the pay increases that the legislators provided the last two sessions, for which we are grateful.
Nuss said he is unaware of any other groups of Kansas State employees where that group ranks dead last in pay compared to the other states. A long-term care facility in Arizona, where an incapacitated woman was raped and later gave birth, is shutting down.
Officials with Hacienda Healthcare say the board of directors concluded it is no longer sustainable to keep the facility open. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey criticized the decision, saying the facility is the only home some of the patients know or remember, and forcing them to move should be a last resort. The center was caught off guard when the woman gave birth last December, one employee telling police they had no idea the patient was pregnant. A former Hacienda nurse was arrested after police determined DNA taken from the suspect matched the baby. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
The FDA is sending out a heads up to family doctors about a growing form of cancer linked to breast implants.
The FDA asking doctors to be on the lookout for a form of cancer that's not breast cancer, but a kind of lymphoma linked to breast implants. Over 450 women in the U.S. were diagnosed last year with anaplastic large cell lymphoma, and 9 of the women died. It attacks the immune system and typically forms in the scar tissue that develops around breast implants. Not all implants, either. Most cases form around implants with textured surfaces as opposed to smooth surfaces. The FDA recommends lab testing to confirm or rule out the disease when women develop new swelling or lumps. The disease is considered rare, with 300,000 breast augmentation procedures in the U.S. last year, and that was up 3%. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
An attorney has alleged that an Oklahoma elementary school principal was using his cell phone when he lost control of a bus on a Texas highway, injuring 27 passengers. Ty Bell, principal of Cleveland Elementary School in Norman, denies the allegation. Attorney David L. Smith is representing a girl who was critically injured in the crash. Smith asked a judge to order Norman Public Schools to release a video he says will prove Bell was using his cell phone. Now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We can expect quiet but cold weather today. Temperatures near 20 by the time we go to lunch. 25 for the high this afternoon, and it will not be as windy as it was yesterday. Clear overnight down to 16. Breezy tomorrow with Saturday's high 38. Sunday, warmer and 44. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 10 degrees. We have a north wind at 5 miles per hour. 7:35 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Well, you know what the day was like yesterday. A lot of people just stayed home. High temperature yesterday, only 22 degrees. Sun came out. That's the good news. High temperature, 22. Normal high for the date, 46. So we were well below normal.
Yeah.
Today is, again, February 8th. On this date in 1910, the Boy Scouts of America was incorporated. And so this is Boy Scout Day across the country.
Hey.
Celebrating the Boy Scouts and the secret handshake. And I still remember most of the motto or the oath or whatever. The motto is be prepared, which
right.
is about everybody could benefit from that. And, you know, encouraging, you know, if there's a little lady who needs to get across the street to, you know, the Boy Scout's supposed to give her a hand there. So there were some good principles taught. I was only in Boy Scouts for a couple of years, but one of the things we did, we were in Dodge City, and we went to Hodgman County Lake, which is not far from Dodge City, for a scout jamboree or whatever they call it. Anyway, there was like Boy Scouts from all over Western Kansas. It was like the troops were, you know, getting ready for a Civil War battle or something. They had tent after tent after tent.
Yeah.
And we had some stuff we did. We had to go out and build a bridge, a rope bridge over, you know, a stream and some things like that. Had some fun stuff, but I got to tell you, it rained and it rained and it rained. And I'm like 10 years old sleeping, trying to learn how to sleep in 2 or 3 inches of water. It came inside. We couldn't get it to keep from coming into the tent. So I did learn that I don't like to sleep in tents at night in the water. So you learn things, little things you take away.
Yeah. I was a Boy Scout for a day.
Yeah. And then they drummed you out for insubordination.
No.
I just didn't get it. Didn't like it.
Well, it just had to do with the breakdown of the different troops. I wasn't in the geographic area with my friends, and so I wasn't in the same troop with my friends.
Uh-uh.
And it didn't, yeah. I don't know, it didn't work out that way.
All right. We're going to tell you about Fluffy the cat. Fluffy is just about on every channel this morning, okay? Veterinarians in Montana revived a cat named Fluffy that nearly froze to death. I'd say the cat froze to death, okay?
Yeah.
After being found in a snowbank covered from head to tail in ice and snow, Dr. Javon Clark of the Animal Clinic of Kalispell, Montana, says Fluffy was unresponsive. Her body temperature did not register on the clinic's thermometers when her owners brought her in. Staff warmed the cat using towels, cage warmers, and intravenous fluids. Fluffy is normally a little crabby, so when she began growling after about an hour, Clark knew she would be fine, says crabby cats are survivors, and apparently this one is.
Yeah, that was one frozen kitty cat.
And I saw we have photos and whatnot of this cat when they brought in. It was one big chunk of ice with some fur sticking out of it.
Yeah.
And frankly, if it had been my cat, I would have probably just said, well, let's just get a shovel and bury it. But these people took it to the vet, and the vet decided to revive it. How about that?
And it pulled through.
Fluffy the cat.
Tough cat.
Steve and Ted. In the morning here on KNSS, we do like to get out from time to time, whenever we can, and meet the listeners. And I ran into a pretty strong listener last evening. I went to a visitation for a woman, a good friend of mine named Millie Holland, who passed away. Her sons, Gary and Neil, good friends of mine. Gary and I played basketball together 3 years, so I knew Millie and knew her for years. And they had the visitation at the Webb Shingle Mortuary in Clearwater. You're familiar with that.
Yes.
Dad. You're
from
Clearwater.
Yeah. It's my hometown. Yeah.
And Terry Shingle was there. Of course, he's the man at the mortuary. And greeted me like I was his best friend from, you know, started telling me about the morning show and everything. And said, yeah, thanks, Terry. So ran into a listener last night. Strong Steve and Ted listener there in Clearwater. And so there you go. Every now and then we run into somebody. And
every once in a while, yeah.
Every once in a while. And we like to talk to people who listen to the show. And he knew about, had St. Shelley with me. He knew about the cookies and all that. So,
down in my old stomping grounds, down in Clearwater.
In Clearwater. Yeah. That's an interesting town. How many people do you think there? Maybe 1,500 to 1,000? It's not very big.
A little more than that, but
really think so? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's a nice community.
It's grown a little bit, maybe not as much as some of the other you know, suburb type towns, but it's grown a little bit.
Is it close to the river? It said something about river on one of the signs down there.
It's a ways away from the Nenasquaw. Yeah,
okay.
A little ways away, several, maybe a couple, 4 or 5 miles.
Okay, so it's not right there at the, because I didn't go south.
No.
I came in from the north. And by the way, Shelley was concerned because you're going to drive clear to Clearwater, look at the driving conditions. Da, da, da. I said, it's going to be fine. And sure enough, by the time we headed down there around 5 o'clock, all the streets were in good shape. The highway 42 was in good shape. And that, what's that road that goes from 42 down to Clearwater? What's that?
135th West.
Yeah, it was in good shape.
Where that accident is this morning, 135th West and K-42.
Really?
It's that intersection.
Okay,
yeah, that's
went
the
through
one.
There last night.
Yeah.
So things are in a lot better shape this morning than they were yesterday morning.
Yeah.
We can tell you that.
It's kind of a dangerous intersection because K-42 is 60 there, 65.
Yeah.
And, oof, people,
yeah.
People take that pretty fast.
It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Now, Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office just like Steve and Ted by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break.
741, Steve and Ted coming up. We've got Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, recognizing excellence in human resources. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.